presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
May 2, 1123 America, New York, North Carolina Triad tries to reinvent its economy. North Carolina's Triad was built on tobacco, textiles, and furniture. Now it's trying to forge a new economy from more highly skilled manufacturing. Some residents and local leaders in the Triad region of North Carolina, which includes the town of Liberty, are hoping that new business investments could breathe new life into the area.
New York Times Business.
May 2, 1121 America, New York, FTC clears ExxonMobil's acquisition of Pioneer Natural Resources. The Federal Trade Commission will bar Pioneer's chief executive, Scott Sheffield, from joining Exxon's board, saying he colluded with OPEC to reduce oil production.
Global Economy.
May 2, 1045 America, New York, how to tell good industrial policy from bad. Experience shows that encouraging exports rather than slapping tariffs on imports works best.
FX Street.
May 2, 1030 America, New York, United States EIA natural gas storage change came in at 59B below forecasts, 68B, in April 26. United States EIA natural gas storage change came in at 59B below forecasts, 68B, in April 26.
New York Times Business.
May 2, 1020 America, New York, Universal Music Artists will return to TikTok. The two companies reached a new licensing deal, ending a three-month stalemate that kept some of pop's biggest stars off the platform. Copyright. Mike Blake, Reuters. Universal artists like Billie Eilish will return to TikTok.
FX Street.
May 2, 1017 America, New York. AUD, USD exhibits strength above 0.6500 as RBA sets to deliver a hawkish guidance. The AUD, USD pair holds gains above the psychological support of 0.6500 in Thursday's early New York session.
New York Times Business.
May 2, 1003 America, New York, Peloton CEO Barry McCarthy steps down as company cuts 15% of workers. Barry McCarthy took over as CEO in February 2022 to revive Peloton from its late pandemic slump, but the company has struggled to become profitable.
FX Street.
May 2, 10 o'clock America, New York, United States factory orders, MOM, meets expectations, 1.6%, in March. United States factory orders, MOM, meets expectations, 1.6%, in March.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
May 2, 10 o'clock America, New York, armed men on campus. A student group called Columbia University Apartheid Divest issued a statement quoted by the Wall Street Journal. New York mayor says conflict at Columbia must end as police amass nearby. April 30, 2024.
Global Economy.
May 2, 948 America, New York. What TikTok and Tesla tell us about pragmatism in the U.S. and China. Both Washington and Beijing juggle security fears with commercial interests and political influence in their policy positions.
FX Street.
May 2, 932 America, New York. BOCES Maclum. Canadian inflation to stay close to 2.9% for next several months. While speaking before the House of Commons Finance Committee on Thursday, Bank of Canada, BOC, Governor Tiff Macklem said Canadian inflation rate will probably stay close to 2.9% for the next several months, citing rising gasoline prices, per Reuters.
New York Times Business.
May 2, 932 America, New York. Global growth forecast is lifted but risks loom, OECD says. The global economy has proved resilient and inflation has declined, but any widening of the conflict in the Middle East could increase price pressures and dampen growth.
New York Times Business.
May 2, 927 America, New York, Dave and Buster's to allow betting on arcade games. A software company announced it had teamed up with the arcade and restaurant chain to allow betting in the future through the Dave and Amp, Buster's app. Copyright, Anthony Behar, Sipple Sipa USA, via Associated Press. People playing an arcade game inside the Dave and Amp, Buster's Entertainment Room in Times Square.
FX Street.
May 2, 916 America, New York, stock, is, selling in May and going away, justified? Yesterday's trading session was quite volatile, and it was to be expected given the FOMC rate decision and the Fed Chair Powell's press conference.